This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Buck Showalter on MLB Network, and he was talking about Rafi Devers, the situation, and Ted, what?
Yeah, okay, continue. What
well, I was just going to say, you were reacting emotionally during the break, so I wanted to give you a shot to react verbally on the air.
Thank you. Okay, thank
tee
you.
Tee it up, baby. It's spring training. It's on a tee.
I got to settle down.
Whack it.
I'm just settle down, TJ. Balls. You'll get your chance. I love that audio. Thank you, Dan, for sending that out this morning. I heard that. I was like, this is perfect. This is what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Buck Showalter, I mean, he's a pretty decorated manager in this. And,
sure.
Yeah. So he kind of knows what he's talking about. You know, Buck Showalter said, watch, you know what? This could actually help improve Rafi Devers' game now that Alex Bregman's here. Now that he's here, you know what? It's gonna raise his compete level. You're going to see him maybe focus in, do better. Maybe this is the best. Maybe this will be the best season he's had fielding the ball that he's had, in previous years, because there's a little bit of heat, a little bit of pressure, a little bit of competition. So I was, thank you, Coach, Mr. Showalter, for saying that.
Mr. Showalter.
Crushed,
wow, respectful.
Crushed for suggesting that maybe, just maybe, Alex Bregman might have a more positive impact on Rafi than you might realize.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay.
And I'll take,
because you don't want him playing in the field at all.
I don't really. I think we used the word earlier. I think Dan brought it up. What does he profile as? He profiles as a DH. That is what Rafi Devers should probably be if he's doing what he was built and made for, whatever.
Yeah.
Also, there's a part of me, though. I said this to Fitzy earlier. So if he goes out and has a great year defensively, maybe he's so good in spring training that they're like, okay, you're starting the season as our third baseman. And then all of a sudden, we're in mid-June, and you're like, he's only got one error. He's playing ridiculous.
Here we go.
That makes me think less of him. Because it's like, the hell have you been doing for the last 7 years leading the league in errors?
Okay.
You didn't care then? I think it paints him in a bad light. Like, the Red Sox and us as fans and observers will be beneficiaries of it, obviously. Because if he's better, they're better, the whole thing. But won't you look at it with sort of a side eye, wondering, why did it take me bringing in your potential replacement to get the best out of you? Why didn't I get the best when I handed you a $300 million contract? Why didn't I get the best because, I don't know, personal pride and be a major leaguer?
But you said you give me the money regardless of my fielding, though. You know, it's it didn't matter. You're still willing to pay me all that money.
Now he's threatened and he's going to put forth more effort?
We'll find out. I think it's a lot of times it's human nature to maybe react that way.
Survival.
It's you're, if you have any kind of competitive spirit whatsoever,
it'll feel dirty.
It usually kind of does get you going a little bit, fire you up a little bit. So I'm just saying, look, ideally, he's a DH, but I'm also saying you never know if the kid's not ready, if Christian Campbell's not ready to play second, and you need to buy some time with Rafi at third to start the season. I mean, look. Do you guys think that Rafi's going to be the starting third baseman opening day?
Yes.
Do we think Rafi?
Fitzy doesn't though, right? Fitzy, you are.
I think he's going to play DH because I think someone's going to force their issue.
From the start.
Too many good options at second base. So long as Trevor Story stays healthy. Now I know that's like, hey, you know, this Jeep can go across the lake so long as the ice doesn't give. So I get it.
So besides Chris,
gun it and go.
Okay. So.
Don't look back.
So there is, it's more than just, you got Grissom that could play second.
Grissom, obviously.
Okay.
There's, we're talking about the individuals that are the specific sort of Bregman Devers.
Yeah.
But Fitzy's right. Christian Campbell is involved here. Trevor Story's involved here. And Trevor Story took, I don't know if you guys, is this good or bad? I don't know how we do this. It's like when I'm covering training camp practices and you're like, wow, the offense is lighting it up. Or does the defense kind of suck? Or vice versa. The offense sucks. Or is the defense going to be dominant? It's how you kind of, what lens you look at it through. So word out of Florida yesterday was Garrett Crochet was hitting 99 on the gun.
The pop was nasty.
And the pop was also nasty when Trevor Story took him yard. So, I mean, I don't know if that's good that Trevor Story is hitting a bomb off of Crochet. It's like, oh my God, our best pitcher, our ace, is getting taken deep by Trevor Story. He's ready for a great year. Or are you a little worried about the pitcher giving up a home run? I know Crochet was apparently a little ticked off about giving up a bomb.
Happens.
But Trevor Story is a not-so-sneaky, I guess I'll describe him, central figure in this whole tale. Because if shortstop becomes an issue, well, that's a more important position. Then we're talking more about who's playing short. Then we got to piece in around it, work backwards, from reverse engineer it from shortstop, right? So, and Trevor Story staying healthy, I mean, I don't want to say he's injury-prone, but he's injury-prone.
Well, Chris Sale, awesome person, tremendous pitcher, injury prone. When people just constantly somehow find their way, whether it's a soft tissue injury, joint injury, accident, crap, you know, happens, they're just flat out injury prone. But I will say this, I think Trevor Story might be the most overlooked guy heading into spring training camp and subsequently the 2025 Red Sox season. Everyone has almost just either forgotten about him, overlooked him, or considered that he's going to get hurt at some point. Like, God forbid, what if this guy hits puts up the exact same numbers Bregman does? Holy smokes, the Sox infield could be the stuff of legend.
Oh, I'm telling you, $100 million, 100 home run infield, they could be the core of the team, and it's where your sort of established experience lies for the most part. Bregman, Story, and Devers they're major leaguers. I know Casas is still trying to figure out what he's going to be, but they're the core.
I think we're all a little bit concerned about, you know, what's the team vibe? Well, you know, after Rafi kind of came in and poured cold water on everything on Monday. But listen to what Lucas Giolito had to say yesterday about where the team is.
I think that we have a really good mesh. Team chemistry is kind of off the charts right now. And I think that, yeah, we're in a pretty good position.
How about that?
Off the charts.
Off the charts.
On the good end, I assume he means, not on the bad.
Vibes are immaculate.
Correct. I mean, you had AC saying that he thought the attention to detail was as good as it's been in years.
Oh, yeah? And so, he said something about both Crochet and Bregman immediately arriving, and he noticed, like, wow, they're fitting in like they've been here already.
So all those things that we're talking about.
Buying
here, I'm buying it. And that's why I think it's the Rafi stuff is going to be, we're going to be laughing about it in about 4 weeks.
Will he be laughing about it?
I think he'll be laughing about it too. With everybody else. He'll realize that was the best thing for him. And I just got this feeling that it's all going to get worked out just fine.
And that is the prevailing thought now. It seems like we played the Chris Cotillo audio earlier from the Christian Arcan show. He said the same thing. His two big takeaways. One, he actually liked He thinks the Red Sox should like the way Devers responded to this, not just lay down and give up his position, that that's actually a good thing, sort of what you're talking about, showing some competitive professional spirit, and B, it'll play itself out properly. I'm still dubious. Because Stiz, can you play me that two-letter, one-word answer to Rafi Devers, his thoughts on moving to DH? Can you play that? Play it a few times, actually. Please. Play it on repeat. Loop the hell out of that thing, because I want to hear it. Okay, go. All right, 1 minute.
No.
He gave me a thumbs up and then a no.
No.
Nope. Okay, play it again.
No.
No.
No. No. No.
Just let it roll.
But, nah.
No.
Do you? So just that.
Yeah, just the, yeah.
What, like, you feel like that guy with that tone and that simple answer is just going to be like, okay, tell me that, Ted. You've done this. You've backtracked. You've had to answer tough questions. I'm talking about as a player. I know this isn't fair, but you're the athlete in the room.
Yeah.
How does he handle the other end of this? How does he backtrack? How does he, because he flat out said, no, I play third. Mm-hmm. So how does he say, I've realized in the best interest of the team is for me to, like, how does he?
He doesn't have to say
damage control.
He doesn't have to say a dang word.
Just shows up in DHs?
That's it. That's all he has to do.
I will say
that's
you're actually
all
right.
He has to do.
Well, no, there's a next part. He just has to show up,
and,
DH.
And hit.
Hit 310.
Correct.
With 35 bombs and 130 RBI.
Produced at the plate.
Yeah. If you go 0 for 17 and strike out 9 times, then we start. Is it because you're not in the field anymore?
Do you think Rafi wants to kill? You think he wants to walk around that locker room and be the guy that's the Debbie Downer? All these good vibes. Everyone's feeling good. I mean, there's
you can
feel it. Oh, I mean, the Red Sox are kind of they're building something here. And do you want to be that one guy that is the one that kind of just brings the dark cloud into the locker room every day? No,
I agree with you. I agree with your tone. But if I didn't want to be that guy, I wouldn't have done what he did on Monday.
You know what? He's learning after what he said on Monday. He's probably we're on Wednesday now. He's probably the last 2 days. He's like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe
you think he's reached that point already?
He's already starting to understand that maybe it's in the best interest of the team that he would be better off not pushing and doing what's best for the team.
But now I go back to it, Fitzy. Yes. Like, so 2 days later, he understands that. That's been brought to his attention, whether he did it naturally or somebody. Yep. Why couldn't that have happened on Saturday and Sunday leading into his media?
Very different. Very different. He was at home. Mm-hmm. He wasn't here. He wasn't around his teammates. He wasn't feeling the good vibes. He was isolated off, doing wherever he went.
So you legit think if they asked him today, Rafi, what are your thoughts on moving to DH? He'd say, yes.
My feeling is he would have a softer stance.
Sure.
Instead of...
Do you believe that too, Fitzy?
No. Okay. Not the same.
So I'm not crazy.
Ted, if there's any truth to the fact that he left camp, because he was mad about the Bregman signing and then came back and... was as defiant. I think he's going to go down swinging on this one, guys.
We'll see. He has one guy. Who's coming to his defense in the locker room? He has one guy.
No, two.
His name's, who's the other one?
Kassis and Yoshida.
Okay.
Both guys whose jobs are directly affected where Devers plays.
So when Devers says, who's coming with me? And he's got the goldfish and he's hanging. Who's coming? And it's Tristan Kassis and Yoshida?
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, boys, have fun, the three of you. All right, good luck with that.
I don't
know
if that's a third of a lineup. Yes, Dan Ball.
All right, Ted, question from the Peanut Gallery then. Does Rafael Devers owe fans, the media, et cetera, anything? Should we hear from him, or can he just learn internally and we never hear a thing,
if that
makes sense?
He doesn't. We don't need to hear from him.
You don't need to hear anything?
No.
After all the bleep storm that he's created.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, should he, should, no, are we, should, no. should we at any point hear no. the, hey, I, no. I know what I said, but no. the ultimate goal is to win a championship.
Let him organically say it. Let him just,
all right.
he's got to learn a new position. His role has been diminished.
Sure.
His pride has been stung, hurt a little bit. Let's not pick at this gap. Let him, kind of absorb the information and start to kind of, get comfortable in his new role before we start peppering him with questions.
All right, fair enough.
That's how I would do it.
I think you're right. It should be delayed, but I do think Dan Ball is right. I think eventually...
But by the start of the season, the week's going...
He's going to have to articulate... Yeah,
before the opener, for sure. I'm
how we got here.
Week or
if he's
week.
The DH, if we find out whenever we, and I don't even actually know the answer to this. Maybe Dan Ball, you do. I don't know. You producers back there behind the glass. If
you people,
when we talk to Alex Cora for the first time on a Wednesday at Fenway Park in the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio, if it's well established at that point that Rafi Devers is the DH, however we get to that point, doesn't Devers have to, not just Cora answer for it, doesn't Devers have to explain how he got comfortable with that, how he got from no to yes?
No.
You know what? That's not the answer we're looking for, Rafi.
He can, and he will probably, and I think it'll be this very, very simple. I think Cora will say, Rafi knows what's, you know, that it's about the team, and that the team is more important than individual goals. And so over time, he realized that he was probably in the wrong, and he needed to make a change. And so, and he did, and look how it's turned out. So
I play third.
I play third. So you think he'll do, because I do think at some point.
I just think there's too much pressure against Rafi right now. He doesn't have a lot of supporters in his corner right now. The fans, the teammates, I just, other than Tristan Casas and Yoshida, I don't see anybody else coming to his defense.
No, and certainly the tone of his manager, Alex Cora, AC, is different. There was a certain tone when this was a theory in the offseason. Like, what are you going to do if you get Bregman? Where's Devers going to play? He was more kid gloves. And then this week, the tone changed.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what's in the best interest of the baseball team. He kind of pulled a Belichick. You know, we'll compete, but in the end, I got to put the best baseball team out there.
And Alex is drawn from past experiences. He's been... had the same thing happen to him a couple times in his career.
Now, it's a little different because, no disrespect to Alex Cora, but he was not a $300 million top hitter in baseball exit velocity.
My guess, he was never the worst at his position in fielding ever, multiple times. Like,
no, probably not.
Like his third baseman.
No.
I feel like it'd be hard to be what he was, sort of the utility infielder, and be horrific defensively.
Correct.
He wouldn't have stayed.
He wouldn't have lasted as long as he did.
617-779-7937. What are your thoughts come Wednesday? Because now apparently this is water under the bridge. Devers is going to DH. All's well that ends well. Everybody's happy. That's the theory around here. I'm not going to lie to you. I still don't buy it. So let me know if you buy it. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons takes your calls and continues to break down how this mess that Devers created can be solved. That's up next.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Bruins and Team USA defenseman Charlie McAvoy remains hospitalized at Mass General Hospital with an infection in his right shoulder and a significant injury to his AC joint, the Bruins announced on Wednesday. His status for the NHL season, which restarts on Saturday, is unclear, and he is considered to be week to week. The Americans take on Team Canada in the Four Nations Face-Off Final on Thursday night at TD Garden. We'll have coverage of the game beginning at 8 p.m. right here on 93.7 WEEI. From earlier today, here is Red Sox manager Alex Cora speaking about Tristan Casas, Red Sox first baseman, who has had a very busy last 2 days.
People will express what they feel. Some people are going to agree. Some other people are not going to agree. Some people are going to like it. Others are not going to like it. At the end, we like the first baseman. He's going to play and he's going
to
hit.
The Celtics return to action tomorrow night on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Boston starts their post-All-Star break stretch with three of their first four on the road. And in football news, the Patriots have released linebacker Sione Takitaki. Last season with New England, Takitaki played in 11 games with four starts and finished with 18 total tackles and three special teams tackles. Also, the Eagles filled their vacant offensive coordinator job from within, promoting passing game coordinator and associate head coach Kevin Petullo to the post on Wednesday. He will replace Kellen Moore, who was hired as the New Orleans Saints head coach. And the NFL informed teams today that the 2025 salary cap will range from $277.5 to $281.5 million. That's an increase of anywhere from $22 to $26 million from last season. With a 98% customer satisfaction rating and thousands of five-star reviews, the choice is clear. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
That was Red Sox manager Alex Cora. He was asked about Tristan Casas' comments supporting Devers, but also going as far as to say Bregman should play second. The young kids should stay in the minors. We don't need them up here yet.
Yeah, and while I'm at it, you know, why stop there? This should be the starting rotation in our pitching, you know.
In a weird way, I said this yesterday to you guys, I do think Casas said was much dumber than Devers. Devers is just looking out for his own territory, his own pride, his own job. Casas is making suggestions as to how the entirety of the team should be put together.
And he's a, you know, already, you know, got one foot into you know, the Hall of Fame.
Like he's Tom Brady. If you had said Tom Brady in 2017 deserves say in the Patriots, I'd go, he's not the GM, he's still a player, but yeah, he probably deserves some say. He's been around this place 17 years, he's won a lot, blah, 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 blah. Tristan Casas had the second half of one good season a year plus ago, and then was a total bust and disappointment last year. And I do think it's interesting, Fitzy. Alex Cora compared him to Curt Schilling, and we're not the competitor, not the pitcher, not the baseball player, but in terms
of terrible in the shower.
In terms of speaking his mind, and it's like, well, Curt Schilling, a lot of people think, is not in the Hall of Fame because people don't like how he speaks his mind and things he's said about a variety of topics, both political, social, teammates, personal adversities, like all of those things. So I'm sorry, if you're being compared to Curt Schilling in terms of the way you speak your mind, I'm not sure that's a compliment from the manager toward his first baseman.
Without Curt Schilling's resume, because don't forget, Curt Schilling may have been terribly outspoken, fellas, but he also led the Diamondbacks to one of the most improbable World Series wins of all time, and then he helped lead the Red Sox to the most improbable World Series championship of all time. So However you felt about him retweeting memes, what he said about presidents the day after they won the World Series, et cetera, et cetera. He got out over his skis a number of times, was always proud of it, didn't really back down from it. Good for you. That's his business. It got him in some trouble, but he had the body of work to back it up. What has Casas done?
Nothing. Had one good, July, August, September, 2 years ago, and then missed most of the season with a weird injury. And, I mean, at this point, he's said more impactful things, good and bad, than he's done impactful things for the Boston Red Sox, right? Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
All right, we're going to the phones then because I just saw something that ties directly into this. 617-779-7937. We're talking Casas, we're talking Devers and the Red Sox. And Nick in Dover has a interpretation of what's going on with Tristan Casas. So what are your thoughts, Nick?
Wow, I can't believe I'm on so soon. Thank you, guys. Tristan Casas is talking out his butt right now, but the guy can hit. And you know what? He's going to do some things. He's going to say some things. He's going to look maybe offensive to some people, but he is going to be Manny Ramirez. None of that bothers him when he's in the batter's box, and that's what matters. Tristan Casas will stand in that batter's box and break down a pitcher like Manny did. So get over it, everybody. Don't listen to whatever. If he says something that upsets you, get over it. Tristan Casas knows. He's a hitter. He's solid. He's not Manny Ramirez yet. I'm just saying he has the potential to be Manny Ramirez because it doesn't get in his head.
All right, thanks for the call, Nick.
Wait till that Netflix documentary comes out.
Well, yeah.
Talk about getting in his head.
Getting in his head, definitely.
He's going to be something on that.
But Nick came back to reality at the very end there.
Yeah.
Manny Ramirez is one of the handful of greatest right-handed hitters that's ever played the sport of baseball. Manny being Manny was a thing because he was so good, and you had to accept the idiocy, the immaturity, the whatever. Casas being Casas right now, we just said it, Ted. He has said more things of note than he's done things of note. You can't let your quirky personality or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what he would consider himself. You can't let that get ahead of your accomplishments. Otherwise, get the hell out of here, right? Like, this is still a production business, right? We still need him. And if he goes out there and hits 35 home runs this year, Fitzy, and has 130 RBIs like Manny and bats 320, play on, play us, say stupid things every single time you do a post-game interview. I don't care because we're all simpletons. I think we're all simpletons at heart. If he puts up those numbers, we will love him. We'll embrace him. We will just smirk and be like, he's an idiot, but he's our idiot. Gosh, I love him, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this goes back to what we were talking about at the tail end of last week, fellas. You know, the whole, you know, on Friday, Andy, we were discussing the whole thing about everything's too friendly now. Everybody's buddy-buddy. Well, thankfully, USA against Canada in the Four Nations kind of turned that old notion on its head, thank God. And look what we got, an actual thrilling result that's leading up to tomorrow night's action. And as far as hearing from Casas, this just goes into we hear from too many players. There's too many sound bites. We know too much. Years ago, we would have never heard squat like this from you'd have heard from him once or twice, and then we'd be like, oh, that guy's kind of an enigma. Yeah, he says weird things, huh? Well, thank God I don't have to hear from him every single day. Oh, wait, no, now I do because it's the nonstop social media filled news cycle with cable news and beyond.
Like, I get what Nick's saying. Like, I understand where he's getting at with the Manny comparison, but it's also like Manny, when he first got here, he'd already been in the league for 9 years.
Oh, yeah. He arrived on $160 million contract. He was already elite.
And the team had leaders. It was the core was here. There was, you know, they didn't win until 2004, but they were building something. Here, it's like they haven't made the playoffs in 3 years. You know, this hasn't been a good team really since then 2018. They're trying to like kind of purge out the old kind of bad juju and get pros in here and get the right mindset moving forward. That's kind of how, when you look at his Tristan Casas' comments in that context, that's why it's noteworthy and worthy of our discussion because of how bad the team has been and where it's trying to go. It just, you know, it just comes off a little, lacking self-awareness when you consider all those other things.
Tristan Casas played 63 games a year ago. He batted 241. He struck out 77 times in 63 games.
How many?
77 in a mere 212 at-bats. So one out of every three at-bats, if I'm doing that math quickly.
That's the math. You math.
Okay.
Yes.
He struck out. Does that sound like Manny Ramirez numbers?
Not really.
Not really. Mm. Not so much.
You know what they need to do? I want him to, every time he strikes out, I want to hear what he's thinking. But I want him to be mic'd up and just say everything he's thinking. And then make a montage of all those things at the end of the year. I'd like to hear just a montage of all those inner thoughts in some documentary.
Tristan, what are you doing? Come on, bro. Come on, guy. What are we doing? Where are we? What are we thinking?
It's pretty good stuff.
Going in the shower with him, weird enough, seeing him naked. But seeing that scar on his shoulder, you know, it fires me up.
That was him talking about Trevor Story in the shower.
Okay.
You cool with that? You like teammates talking about you guys in the shower?
You usually don't like to bring, you know, things that you see in the shower out into the public form.
Tommy Heinsohn learned that as
usually,
well.
Usually not a good.
Yeah, I saw him in the shower, and I was like, hey, we leave our baseball bats on the field. Oh, wait.
Well, I mean, if at least that would be, you know, a positive type thing.
Pizza boxes everywhere and naked dudes everywhere.
Yeah, you did it.
Oh, yeah.
You outed a whole team.
I
kind of pizza
did.
Naked together.
I kind of did. But there's a bunch of guys.
Oh, come on, Andy. Who among us hasn't lived until we've had naked pizza?
I'm pretty sure I've never eaten a piece of pizza naked.
Well, you haven't lived.
You have? Nobody has in this room except Ted. Let's be a beer. Well, I've had a naked beer.
Wait, what?
You've never had a naked beer?
With my friend? No.
Oh, wait,
no.
Hold on. The manner in which you just grabbed the mic and like moved forward snake-like. Wait a second. You people have had a never had a naked beer? No, I mean, Andrew.
Like a shower
beer? Nick and I used to do shower beers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, shower. That doesn't count. That's totally different.
What about a naked bowl of Jello?
All right, folks, that'll do for WEI Afternoon. We will see you tomorrow, 2 to 6. Ted will be in
by golly.
At 5.
I'm going to need a little bit of explanation on that.
Yeah. When exactly context, did you?
I was talking after the show. Did that come out? I didn't mean that come out.
That was an off-air conversation. Made its way on air. It's weird how that works. Right. We'll just move right along. You know what? I'll take a call. We'll go back to the phone lines. Mike in the car. What are your thoughts, Mike, on this whole Devers situation?
And naked Jell-O.
How this is going to work itself out is we're not going to have too many good players for not enough spots. That's not going to be a problem. We're going to need Yoshida hitting. We're going to need Devers hitting. We're going to need Bregman hitting. We're going to need Casas hitting to beat the Dodgers in the World Series. So that's how it's going to work itself out. There's going to be, we got plenty of at-bats for everybody. Just go out there and hit.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Stiz, no homer horn on that one for Devers and
seriously.
Everyone? Come on.
He said Devers is going to help them beat the Dodgers in the World Series. Like, that's where we're going every day. Thank you.
Should I have corrected him? He said Devers when we screened him before, but I thought if he brought it to the air, it would kind of ruin the
I feel
the
like
argument.
You lose a little credibility on your star player topic.
You don't know their names.
You don't know how to.
Right?
And it's not even a weird one where there's, like, I struggled for years with Marcelo Mayer. It was like, is it Meyer? Is it Mayer? Like,
it's Meyer, by the way.
Okay, Meyer.
I meant to tell you.
Meyer.
I'll just tell you now.
Well, whatever. You know what? That my point is, when he's a superstar, I'll have heard it enough to know his name.
Oh, he's such a homer. He's such a homer.
I like to say Mayer.
Actually,
Jelani Tavai.
Whatever his name was who
get
just called.
Here.
Yeah, don't have to worry about Taki anymore.
Yeah, and Texter's like, the Patriots released Sione Taki. Who gives a flying Fandango? It's irrelevant.
Yeah, they tried to replace Mac Wilson with Taki, who was basically the same guy for Cleveland, mm-hmm. was injured all of last year, basically, and obviously now must still be either dinged up enough or not worth the $3 million he was going to get paid.
Or here's who cares? He's not relevant to either the 2024 or the 2025 New England Patriots.
Tells you, though.
Right?
That's where the fans are thinking, though.
Okay, well, you already knew it. You told me it. So what do you want me to talk about? I'm talking about it now. It's irrelevant. We don't care.
Maybe in the
where did Happy
guy.
Andy go?
There's definitely not a lot of talk to talk about that guy.
No.
Yeah, he's gone.
I mean, could you give me like 5 good minutes? I'm not asking you to, but could you do a full TED talk on Taki?
I couldn't do a full minute on it.
Not even any of your legal pad notes from any of the games, the breakdowns, the
nothing.
And he plays your freaking position.
I can't even remember some play he's made.
So why am I going to talk about Taki when we have
no TED Taki?
Nope.
No.
Damn.
We have Dan
Ball take a lappy right now.
Good Lord.
No TED Taki.
I don't think that's...
Boy, everything was on the rails, and then you do one naked bowl of Jell-O, and...
Yeah. No, that, yeah, you're not going to explain that on the air, are you?
Nah, I'll share it with you guys.
I mean, you brought it up. It's not like we asked you or forced you or.
I was just having so much fun of just, you know, kind of throwing out different foods and stuff.
It's
and
true.
I went maybe too far with the Jell-O.
What else have you.
I get it, bro.
We're just going to leave it there. We're not going to pursue or investigate any further.
There was somebody that was bringing up the best fried chicken fried steak in Tumble, Goodson's.
Get out of here. Someone knows Goodson's?
281.
Yeah. The 281. Somebody from the 281 is listening. The Goodson's Cafe off of the 249. You know what I'm talking about.
Is that also a food group that you? Is that also a food group you've had the nude Ted? Or are we just leaving it?
You know what? I think chicken fried steak is not something I would indulge in the nude.
Gotcha. Of course, that makes perfect sense.
Right?
You dropped that on your lap.
Chicken fried. Oh man, the last thing you want are gravy scars where it counts.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Man, Goodson's Cafe. Never thought I would get a Goodson's Cafe reference.
So is that a Texas area code listening?
Oh, yeah. That is a very famous a place known for its chicken fried steak right down the road from the Rib Tickler.
Legit?
Oh, it's
worth it?
The chicken. Yeah.
It's chicken fried steak is highly underrated.
It is at Goodson's has a very good chicken fried steak.
So if I'm ever in, is it Tumble?
Tomball, Texas.
Yep. I'm ever in Tomball. I want
some fried steak.
Chicken fried. Go to Goodson's. Mama, for its chicken fried steak, no doubt.
617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we have odds and ends, which will bring to a close an odd and end to this show. Thank you. That's next on WEEI Afternoons.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons coming up here on Odds and Ends as we do to close out every show. And Odds and Ends is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Don't waste time trying to get rid of your old or broken car. Cars for Kids is the easiest and fastest way to donate your car and get a tax deduction. Go to carsforkids.org today. That's cars with a K. So there was an interesting video making the rounds on social media from over the weekend. Obviously, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum are at the All-Star game. And we know if Jason's at the All-Star game, that means Deuce is generally nearby somewhere. And Deuce was in the locker room. And this isn't the video of LeBron James in the locker room where he's in mad love with Jason Tatum and then kind of cold shoulders Jaylen Brown. Nope, we're not doing that.
Or JB cold-shouldered him.
Well,
as
you're damn right.
Because he's part of the reason he wasn't on the Olympic team.
That's the one time I saw that. You know, because I was out the past 2 days, but I thought of you, Andy. I'm like, maybe Andy was right with the JB fan club.
Absolutely. I'm a JB guy, and JB actually did a really nice job talking more about his sneaker line over All-Star Weekend and learning some tough lessons for future generations. I think he's going to be honest and say, this might not work. Like, creating my own sneaker line might not be the next Nike, Adidas, Puma, but at least I can advise those behind me what happened, what went wrong, why it didn't work, and I think that's really cool. But that's not what this is. This is, I appreciate immaturity, and I love spending time with young kids and just interacting with young kids and, like, being silly, being, you know, going down to their level. Not that far for you, Andy, to get down to their level. Okay, I beat you to it. Let's move on. And this is it was a video, but this is the audio of Jaylen Brown and Deuce Tatum interacting.
Deuce, what up, baby? You all right?
I'm not a baby.
You a baby.
You're a baby.
Can you guard me in a post?
Huh?
Can you guard me in a post? What's up, coach? Let's see. You got no muscle? You got no muscle.
You got some muscles? You got some muscles?
You don't be doing no push-ups. Okay, I see. How many push-ups can you do?
Dude, you can do a push-up then. You can do a push-up.
Nah.
So that is Jaylen Brown calling Deuce a baby, Deuce saying him not a baby, and his retort is, can you guard me in the post? And then challenging him to do push-ups. That seems like something I would do with a young child, and I love it. And this is where I'm always been skeptical of, like, what the relationship is with Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. We did it for years. Oh, do they get along? Can they coexist? Can they win? And then you see something like this, and you're like, oh, they're just dudes. And he's screwing around with Jason's son, who by the way, has become a basketball player. I don't know if you've also followed this. Like, he's playing, I don't know what the age group is, but he's playing basketball, and Jason has put up some videos of him, like, at the free throw line. He's like, follow through, and he's, like, yelling like a dad from the – it's awesome. I think that's the coolest thing. We talked to Keith Kachuk earlier.
Yeah.
Like, watching elite athletes just become dads and watch their kid develop, and that interaction is really cool. And then with the teammates and all of that, like a guy like Jaylen Brown interacting.
The cool thing is if you could have kids where they grow up watching you play. You know, if you can, you know, Tatum's going to play for a long time. His son's going to get to watch him play for a long time. You know, I had my kids, and then, you know, when they in 04, 05, and I retired in the summer of 05, so they never got to see me play.
Yep.
It's what a joy it would be for, you know, a player to have your son or daughter get to watch you play for a majority of their upbringing.
And you hear these things, and I know sometimes it takes a negative slant, but like LeBron and the dream of LeBron playing with Bronny and the Lakers, and that took a weird turn for nepotism and all of that. But even like in the world of professional wrestling, and a lot of people probably don't know this, but Bill Goldberg made a comeback a few years ago specifically because his kids were too young or not alive, I forget, when he was at the height of his career, and they wanted them to see him as Goldberg, like the superhero wrestler that is Goldberg. And I just think that's cool.
That is cool.
Like that everybody sort of turns into that puddle of a goo parent on some level interacting with their kid. And I thought that was fun audio from the, that was one of the more fun things from the All-Star game. That was better than the game and the competition and McClung jumping over a frickin' Kia and all those things.
I just love that we're not talking about the two Jays getting along. I just like that. It's like, yeah, that's water under the bridge. That's not an issue anymore. That's something that we talked to death for years.
But now?
Now, not a story.
They got those rings. So that kind of
they're good.
Squashes everything. We know that they can coexist, and we know that they can win together. Now,
what they going to say now?
What they going to say now?
What they going
to
say?
What they going to say? Well, apparently they're going to call my son a baby if you're Jaylen Brown. That's what they're going to say now. And now we get to the crossover portion of Odds and Ends, which is where we talk to the man, the myth, and the legend who had a great interview last night, I thought, with Mass Live's Chris Cotillo. With some very interesting, we obviously played some of that audio.
I can tell you liked it. You played the whole thing.
It was awesome. I really liked it. I didn't necessarily agree with all of it. But one of the things, this is a little insight to Andy. I always struggled when I was doing sort of the fill-in stuff and missing Patriots stuff because I didn't really trust other eyes and ears and beat writers. Like, I always like to see things on my own. And now I need to come to grips with I'm not going to be at all the events. And Chris Cotillo was boots on the ground, right? Like, he was at ground zero of this whole Devers thing.
He was asking the questions.
Right. Even to the point where he, what did he say? He thought his own question was snarky or something.
His tone, he said, was a little snarky. Yeah, him and Chris Smith, they got the section of Red Sox Twitter very upset.
Oh, jeez.
They were very angry that anyone dared ask any of those questions. The only one I thought was a little much was when they were like, so, how much weight did you put on over the start? Whatever that one was. The weight question, I thought, was maybe could have been rephrased. But again, that's not an off-the-wall question. You're allowed to ask people about that when they come back from camp, right? I mean, it's part
they're
of how it works.
They're professional athletes. Yeah. There's a reason their height and their weight is listed on their baseball card or their baseball reference page.
And usually most guys have a playing weight, and if you are over it, you get fined.
Right.
I don't know if it's baseball, but football, it's always been that
way. And the weight of Rafi Devers plays into the idea, is he dialed
committed
defensively? Would he be better if he lost?
Well, you remember he hurt his shoulder like in the first couple weeks of the season last year.
Yeah. And the whole thing spiraled out of control.
It did.
He was on pace for a lot of home runs, and then he stayed on the same damn pace forever. He finished with 28.
He still had a very good year, though. I mean, that's the
good
other
year.
Thing. Very good.
I don't know if we need the V.
It was a very good year. He's a very good player. He was, and for third baseman, he was like top two or top three in the league. So
yes, but my assertion is, would he be a Hall of Fame player if he drops the defense thing where he gets injured, he gets worn down, whatever, and just hit? If he flat out just hit, could he be a Hall of Fame DH?
If they win a couple more World Series and he plays a big role in them, yes.
I mean, he's already got 200 home runs. And he's got 9 years left on this contract.
His bad defense is probably the main thing keeping him out of the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You said Maybe I think you said if he didn't play defense, he might have 40 more homers than he
has.
Could be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's sort of, I'm surprised he wants to even play third base. They're basically telling him, hey, we want you to work half as much and collect the same amount of money. It's really what it comes down to. That's the bones of this. And the fact that he's like, no, I want to keep working the same amount is strange to me, but that's just how my mind works, and that's why I don't play baseball, I guess.
So what else does your mind have for the Christian Arcan show tonight?
Well, I'm very excited. We are going to continue our tradition of bringing in some local comedians tonight. We're going to be talking with Brian Glowacki and getting the taste of his comedic stylings tonight. He's a local guy. He's been all around here. He's got some very funny clips up on YouTube, and looking forward to that at 7:30. We also have all the other main segments, nightly news, all that. I think that there's a real thing here with the Bruins and Team USA. I think there's like an issue here.
Oh.
Did you not pick up on that in the second statement?
So you mean in regards to the McAvoy situation?
Absolutely. I think it's more in the situation now. I think you can call it a fiasco now.
Absolutely.
This is officially a fiasco because this thing happened during the Finland game.
I said.
This happened during the Finland game. And then he played him in the Canada game.
Yeah.
So I'm sure McAvoy was like, no, coach, I'll go out there and play or whatever. But like, if he was that injured... And then an infection happened.
And then the bone saw guy from the Wild gave him an infection somehow.
Right. So
and then
was...
they didn't even label it a major injury until they got back here. And they were like, wait, he has a significant injury as well as an infection.
Yeah.
What were you hacks in Canada doing?
Something happened up there. You know, like something clearly happened.
Agreed.
And I think the team's upset about it. And I'll see. I'm interested in seeing where this goes. It's Team USA, so I don't think they're going to sue him or anything. But
right.
I do think that there is an issue here. And I think you can kind of tell it in the subtext of that second statement they put out.
And it totally alters the rest of the season for the Bruins.
Yeah, well, maybe.
You're going to be sellers now, right?
Yeah.
It's over.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Wave the white flag.
Maybe they should have been anyway.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe that's true, but they probably don't look at it that
way. I'm sure they don't.
Necessarily. So stay tuned. The Christian Arcan Show from 6 to 10 here on WEEI. Thanks to all the callers. Dan Ball, great job. Stiz, good to have you back. We didn't even mention Stiz went to a concert yesterday, but he's back in the business. He's a bit of a groupie for a certain artist, but we won't go down that road. Nick Fitzy Stevens, nice job today. Ted, great job. Appreciate all the callers, the opinions, everybody. It's a big deal with Raffy Devers. We'll probably still be talking about it tomorrow. We will also have our weekly Thursday guest, Tom Curran, 3:30. Andrew Razor Raycroft will preview the Four Nations final at 4:30. And we will talk about the Fighting Tkachuks and Team USA taking on Canada at the Garden tomorrow night. That's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons. Talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 6.
What about a naked bowl of Jell-O?
No.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.